In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Have you ever had a relationship or an experience or a job that was the making of you? Have you ever known a moment where you came to yourself, as they say? If it hadn't been for that teacher who was patient with me, I don't know how I would have turned out. Being a dad has really settled me down, and I feel sure now about what really matters in life. I never really felt like a woman before that summer I spent with him. That job was so hard, but it was the making of me. Or even just a moment can do it. I don't know what happened, but after that encounter, after that incident, I was never the same again. Friends, this is what we see happening to Simon in today's gospel, and something similar in our other readings this morning. We're in the Epiphany season, where the focus is on Jesus revealed as God's light to the nations. When Jesus is revealed at last, everything changes in the world. And in today's gospel passage, with all its comings and goings, Jesus is revealed more than once as the Lamb of God. But in Jesus' epiphany comes our epiphany as well. This is my point today. Simon is brought to Jesus, who looks at him and sees something in him that Simon has not seen. Jesus sees Simon's new identity, his role as the rock on which Jesus' new movement will be established. Jesus knows who Simon most truly is and who he's to become. Jesus gives him a nickname, Cephas or Peter, the rock, perhaps Rocky. I like to think of this as a friendly, inclusive gesture. And isn't it wonderful to be given a nickname? You know that you're in when a group gives you a nickname. And nicknames often express something distinctive about you. I've been given two nicknames that I can recall in my life. When I was a Boy Scout, aged 11 or 12, and you know every Boy Scout, at least back then, was given a nickname and it was put on your hat. Well, the nickname that the troop chose for me was Prof, which is very strange. Others had nicknames like Trash Can, but I was called Prof. And my brother-in-law gave me a nickname. He used to nickname me Optus, and this was based on, how you going, Optus? This was based on occasions when Lisa's extended family went out for yum cha. And when the trolley would come around with more food, would you like some? I'd always say yes, like in the old ad for Optus. So Rocky gets his nickname. Friends, as Christians, we believe that Jesus reveals who we most truly are. In baptism, we receive our name, our Christian name, and with it our deepest identity for all time and eternity, as members of Jesus Christ. And in all the sacraments, we are established in this new identity. In marriage and in ordination, we become new people in a new context with new possibilities linked to new obligations. In confirmation, we take the promises of baptism on ourselves and own our Christian name. In confession and anointing, we come to Jesus soiled and wounded and powerless, and find ourselves sent out with new strength, healed and forgiven. In the Eucharist, we come in perhaps tired, distracted, maybe not expecting much, but we find ourselves gathered again as God's people, strengthened in word and sacrament, and then sent out with a purpose for the next week to love and serve the Lord. The same message emerges in our other readings today. God's people in Isaiah are feeling defeated and powerless, but God reassures them of their special mission. They're to be God's light to the nations. This is as big a picture as it gets. It's not just about their national life and their institutional survival. God has more in store for them than that. It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation shall reach to the ends of the earth. In our psalm today, an individual praises God for the gift of an identity, of a purpose in life. Many of us know the experience of being brought up from out of the pit of roaring waters and our feet being set on a firm foundation in life. And the task accompanying that gift is to live as God's witness and servant. For priests, this psalm is particularly appropriate as we find our vocation in life as God's heralds and pastors. I have declared your righteousness in the great congregation. I have not restrained my lips, O Lord, and that you know. Our epistle today from 1 Corinthians is directed toward a Christian church, perhaps no bigger in numbers than our gatherings here in O'Connor. And in it we find yet another epiphany. These struggling Christians in Corinth with their notorious problems are revealed to be God's beloved children, called by God to live blameless lives in Christ because God has powerfully established them with speech and knowledge of every kind, not lacking in any spiritual gift. So whatever else we might think of ourselves, this epiphany is for us, that we are God's people, that God wants us to take heart in God's confidence in us as God's church. So friends, as Jesus is revealed to us in the season of Epiphany, so may our true natures be revealed in him, our meaning, our purpose in life, as Christian individuals and as a church. The Lord be with you.